Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thing he's been battling for the last. So for him to take a raise right now,
yes,
in a time where they're trying to get employees there up to a livable wage would be would absolutely be a bad look. So look, I want to lay this out as it, like it needs to be. I appreciate what he's doing, absolutely. But John, to sit here and take that raise right now at a time where you're really fighting a battle and you want to show folks that you're serious about this plan to get folks up to a livable wage, would have been an absolute bad look. You'd have gotten wasted from a PR standpoint publicly for that. And so I think both a noble thing to do and a very smart thing to do, John.
But you could just wipe your tears with $100 bills, you know.
Well, we know you like money. And it doesn't matter, you know, there is no line for you.
No.
We know you love it.
No, I'll take it from anywhere.
Yeah, you would wipe your and tell those workers to keep at it for your
we're
next
fighting
to
for
nothing.
You. We're fighting for you.
Oh no, brother. You wouldn't last long. I hope. Don't be a politician in the city. Hopefully,
I have no plan.
Because we see what your plan is.
No, you ain't gonna find no tweets. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna find no tweets. Have I said some profanities? Of course. Have I used a racial slur? No. Have I used a homophobic slur? No. Have I done anything outside those lines? Absolutely not. I'm one of the greatest humans of all time.
Well, I'm glad that you can feel that way. I mean, it must certainly be a good sleep you get at night.
Soft pillow.
I would say that's dangerous. You had Twitter before you became a professional?
Not really.
So are you sure?
Yeah. Not really.
Then if that's the case, see, I feel pretty good about it because I didn't get mine until the CA. I know I'm not on there
Dang. You're good.
You know, I got, you know, maybe being a little rude or a little silly is sometimes, but never nothing like that. Now, that story, we hadn't talked about it here, but I heard Jeff talking about that story with you where the newspaper guy busts up, right, somebody trying to do a good thing. Do you remember the story you're talking about with Jeff that he presented to you the other day? The newspaper guy's he busts up the this guy for tweeting something that he you know, getting something out he tweeted as a 16-year-old, something bad. What, he was trying to do some good for some people? Newspaper guy writes a story to do a feature story on him. Come to find out the newspaper guy's got the bad stuff on him, too? Why don't people just, like, delete their Twitter accounts?
Well, especially when they come into newfound fame like that.
Or you take, you're right, you can't have the same.
Just deactivate it.
If you've been a kid on Twitter, probably the right thing to do is have a separate account for your new professional career when you actually grow up and you got to get a job out here in the real world. Get you a separate account, but don't have the same one because you're probably still going to have that kid stuff on there.
Well,
so that reporter, right, that does that story and feels like he's got to put out the bad on this guy that's trying to do a good thing, well, what happens to him?
Well,
he looks like an ass.
Well,
I
disagree with that practice altogether. The whole gotcha journalism that we live in now, this whole gotcha journalism culture where we're trying to go back and find this random-ass citizen's like history, like, okay, he told an insensitive joke, you know, a racially motivated joke that was, you know, a quote from a movie once upon a time when he was 16. Like, I don't think he deserves to be crucified. I would say that for anybody that any act, like, we don't even try 16-year-olds as adults in a lot of cases, you know. So what relevance does it have to go back to something that happened 8-9 years ago? I mean, unless it's just a flood of just like hateful, you know. And I think we know the difference, right, between a one-off tweet or a joke or a quote. We know the difference between that. We know the difference between somebody being a hateful, racist, spiteful person. I think we can tell the difference there. We're smart enough to know that. We're advanced enough humans to know that. So I don't understand what the motivation even is. Mm-hmm. All this guy did, yes, he went viral. You know, he went viral. But that's it. Like, that really means nothing. Everybody can go viral. Anybody, you can go viral. Jeff can go viral. Anybody can go. It doesn't make you special. It doesn't, you know, when you get drafted on national television, that's a special moment. Like,
right,
when a quarterback goes top three, top four, whatever, number one overall, that's a special moment. I understand, like, that person just became a real celebrity, right? But I think it was more and more important, especially, like, if I'm an agent, and we've had this conversation before, but I think it bears repeating. If I'm an agent and I have a stud client, my first order of business is delete your Twitter account or deactivate it and start fresh, because we don't have time for those headaches. I can't vouch for you being an idiot when you were 15 years old, and I'm not about to do that.
These are problems that can be prevented by people, you know, erasing their, you know, you're being stupid by going into your workplaces with these same accounts that you've had since a kid. I'm with you. The practice of digging it up has sort of become much like clickbait, right, where you're going and you're looking for something bad on the person. There are instances, absolutely, where it matters. I mean, it may end up mattering, you know, it does it matter in the case of a politician, which we've seen? Well, again, you got to go, how young were you when you said it? What does it mean? Have you changed as a person? We've seen that story here locally.
Yep.
So there are times, John, where it absolutely matters. I just, again, when this guy was doing some kind of charity work or something, and the reporter goes out to do a feature story on him, I'm not sure why you got to bring out the bad in something. Right, he wasn't running for mayor. He wasn't trying to, you know, hold himself up as some noble dude, as far as I know. And you there was a question of, do you need to bring this to the table or not, these old tweets, when it has nothing to do with what he's out here making the news for. So anyway, the practice of it, I get, is, I guess you could call it lazy. It's sort of become routine for journalism these days.
Right.
But in some cases, I'm not going to lie to you, it does matter.
Yeah. Anything on your Facebook I need to know about?
Man, bro, I didn't get Facebook till end of the days at CA, like the last 4 years.
Okay.
So
okay.
Nothing crazy, honestly. I don't have any kid stuff on there.
What was your social media drug of choice back in the day? AOL Instant Messenger? Yahoo.
I was on that Yahoo Black Planet, fool.
Yeah, and we know you like to get in there with them 50-year-old BBWs back then.
Why do you think? Do I look like Danny DeVito over here to you, fool? Would you think that back in my player days, I needed to go into a 50-something BBW room to pull something, fool? Why would you think that?
The chat room. Just not in real life, but the chat room.
Why would I mess with a 50-something-year-old woman? You're acting like I'm not attractive enough to attract somebody of my
internet.
Own.
Nobody knows what you look like. You raise your hand. You did not go.
You're stupid. Now you've seen my wife. You act like I can't pull anything around
here.
Very attractive woman.
I never said that.
Yes, you have.
No, I didn't.
And you say I got this affinity for large women, for fat women. The way you put it,
I think
that's going too far.
You do love Lizzo.
Okay. I love her talent.
Okay.
How talented is she? You just spit on her.
I apologize.
You said she should lose some weight. You're worse than Calkins here.
Can I just set the record straight? And if I get it wrong, tell me. Jason does not like large women.
No, had a bad experience. So married to a woman. I've moved on. I'm 42
I'm
and married.
Sorry.
We can't play with that.
I'm sorry.
That's like Perry still messing with you about Cookie. You a married man. You've moved on. You a grown man now. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You ain't the dude when you met. You ain't that same dude as when you met Cookie.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? You're married to Sam now.
You can turn that up, Brad.
You're a grown ass man. You understand what I'm saying? You leave the past in the past, bro. Leave the childish things to the childish things. Grow up, become a man.
Why man great until they gotta be great? You know?
You
can say bitch on the radio, bro. It's okay. I'm sorry.
A big hit right here. Lizzo changing music, fool. She's on her way, ain't she?
You were not in the BBW chat rooms back then. You were in the
I just don't understand. You got to drop inaccurate. Jokes are funny, not when they're inaccurate. It's actually wrong, bro.
Okay, well, don't let facts get in the way.
We said Black Planet. I was in the 20s section, okay?
Let's ask our producer, Brad, what he was doing. Now, did you have the internet in the cornfields of Illinois?
No.
Okay, so you did not have the internet.
No, I had it. The first email account I got was when I was 22 years old.
Wow.
When I was at UNLV as a graduate
assistant.
He's got
none of this stuff to worry about.
I was doing microfilm and microfiche.
Different life, man.
I'm sure I got things that people would interpret some way, but I don't have any crazy stuff.
No, you're good, dude.
We're good. We're clean. We've been social media-wise.
I mean, I don't need this stuff. We've already let the T-Pain thing derail our relationship today. We don't need to let your lack of an affinity for BBWs get in the way of that now.
I have a love for all women. I want to make that clear.
He's respectful.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, John likes to say I only like fat girls.
He's just being respectful.
He thinks it's funny.
I did not
right?
say
it's not,
that.
It's not funny
I did
at
not
all.
Say
it's
that.
Not funny at
that
all.
That was a different time, though, in your life. Maybe you did. I don't know. I wasn't your friend then.
Mm-hmm.
How would I be your friend now? I don't know. Who knows?
The way this show's gone.
That changes daily.
I know. I wonder.
But no, Jason's a happily married man. Faith is a beautiful woman, not BBW woman. That's the internet today, though.
I think you might be the BBW guy. You bring that up a lot.
Doesn't he?
It's just up out of nowhere.
Who knows? Maybe there's something deep down in there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, It's an interesting time to be alive, no question about it. All right, Matt Hasselbeck's going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Memphis Navy. We will talk to him about what he sees out of the Tigers and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Some people pay a premium to see their heroes work their magic. But at the Talladega Garage Experience, you get prime access without the price tag. Spend your weekend watching your team gear up. Then go to Gatorade Victory Lane to help them celebrate.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts yard.
Hey, Macy's cardholders. Now through December 31st, you can get even more rewards when you join Thanks for Sharing with a $25 enrollment fee charged to your Macy's credit card. You'll rack up 10% back in rewards on most Macy's credit card purchases at Macy's. Plus, $10 out of every $25 enrollment fee, up to $15 million, will be donated to select charities. Head to Macy's.com/thanks to join today. Exclusions apply to reward earning purchases. For more info, visit Macy's.com/thanks.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Auto sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to head. They got them all out there on the lot. They got large SUVs, they got small SUVs, they got compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. Whatever it is you need, they got you covered right there on the lot. If you get down there, they don't happen to have what you want, just let them know. They're going to go find it for you. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. They're going to help you with the purchasing, the service, and the accessories for your vehicle. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. We have a little bit of breaking news in the NFL. NFL owners are proposing, have proposed, a 17-game regular season. So this is one in between. Obviously, the everybody was talking about an 18-game season. Mm-hmm. This is one less than that. This is 17 games. And they're also
hoarding the preseason.
Completely. Like, preseason done. Eliminate preseason entirely.
What?
Yes.
I never thought they'd go there. Yeah. That was not one of the things we said you should do.
Yeah, so Adam Schefter wrote this for ESPN Today. As talks continue for a new CBA between the NFL and the Players Union, the most dramatic proposal on the table from owners is an expanded regular season to 17 games that could eliminate preseason games in their entirety, sources told ESPN. The NFL Players Association is not interested in an expanded season, especially without a significant increase in its percentage of the revenue. Yeah, I don't think anybody expected preseason to go
away.
No
one talked about that. You talk about taking it down to two. You know, I think we had Flareth on. He agreed 2 weeks made sense. You know, the people we've talked to, 2 weeks makes sense because you go out, you need some audition stuff, right? You need, especially for those guys, fringe guys, number one. Then you need some get the rust off guys, you know, it's time for your stars, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what seems to make the most sense. There has been more of a focus. You know, from everything, and you've seen the NFL go this way. I'm not sure the Bears did it at all, but everybody else feels like they're doing it. Joint practices. And you've seen more of the focus, and more NFL teams feel like they're getting more out of those joint practices, right, where you can control the scenario. You can run, you know, two-minute scenario, all that stuff. You can sort of control the madness as much as you can, right, that those were more useful for these teams. And I just wonder if that's what these folks are saying. Like, but I didn't think you'd ever get to a point where the owners didn't want those couple of extra games in the preseason in terms of revenue for the tickets that you do sell.
Right.
The fact that they're willing, I guess, and you're telling me they're willing to give that up. Yeah, I'm a little bit shocked by it.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a proposal from the owners.
Yes,
you said.
I was
from
the owners. Like, if you've been watching the NFL, you know, this year, I mean, there are a few good offenses, right? Like the typical suspects, like the Patriots have been awesome offensively. The Chiefs have been awesome offensively. Ravens have been in that category. And then when Drew Brees was healthy, you know, you can put the Saints in that category. Everybody else, like take the Rams for example. Like, I don't know if this is a direct result of not playing in the preseason, of not sort of taking that part of it seriously, but, like, that offense is not the offense of last year. You know, they're not as dynamic. And maybe that is a result of, you know, just sitting guys throughout the, you know, and not sort of going through it. I mean, I don't know if no preseason helps that in any way, but, you know, the preseason was no doubt about it absolutely meaningless.
Oh, coaches were showing us this year. I mean, the entire organizations were showing us it didn't matter to them. Like, they're not even sending the starters on the trip to Hawaii. They're not – Matt Nagy didn't play. You know, Mitch throws it zero times in the preseason. Like, coaches all over the league were – I don't know. Aaron Rodgers didn't play.
Right.
And part of the reason why he was so rusty early
Trubisky didn't play.
That first Bears game. That's what I'm talking about.
You
so
know?
They've kind of showed – we talked about it. You've shown the NFL, well, it doesn't mean much to teams. I can't believe the owners are at a point where they don't want that extra revenue. I guess, you know, adding that extra game, you make some of that up. And again, that's a real game, not a preseason game. You make up some of that revenue. From a player's perspective, John, you said the NFLPA – you know, at least until they get paid and see the money, would be against it. But aren't you, if you are a player, don't you love the idea of killing the preseason, period?
No question.
Like, you can jump all the way on
with
that, right?
You got to think you move back training camp. So that's just another 2 to 3 weeks of basically a month, you know, a month that you don't have to report.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. More off time, less toll on the body. I mean, you're taking off preseason games that some of you proven vets are not going to be out there for, but a lot of you are, and we've seen it. Even Tom Brady played in the preseason. That's what I'm saying. Why would players not be for at least that part? I get that you want the extra money for another regular season game, but the idea that players wouldn't be down for no preseason, I got to think they'd love that.
Yeah.
Because again, you
just for one more game.
Teams are getting the most out of the joint practices more so than these preseason games these days. So I'm all for it. I thought it wouldn't be as drastic. You'd still get one or two preseason games.
Right.
Just to sort of run your guys through for the fringe guys an opportunity to go out and prove themselves. You know, or you're either that or practice squad or you don't make the team. But, you know, if you're going to get, I'm not going to watch them. Like, I don't watch preseason games into the third and fourth quarter, maybe except for that first one when you're so desperate for football. So the idea that you're going to kill it all together while it shocks me, I think I'd be all for it.
You know, the question is, because clearly what the NFL wants is they want to expand the season, do away with the preseason, and they don't want to change the pie, right? Like, they don't want to, like, change sort of what everybody gets. Question is, like, is that what's going to have to happen? And how willing will the owners be to do that? You know, will the owners with one more game, will they be willing to share the revenue?
Yeah, they'll want players are going to want the money.
Right.
I mean, you're going to give them one more real game.
Right. And they're the players. I mean, you know, they're the ones out there putting their bodies on the line. You know,
you'll have to go up in terms of you'll have to compromise there and give them something.
So what probably ends up happening?
Another real game.
In order to go up in their minds is you're probably going to have to keep two preseason games. You know what I mean? Like to justify, okay, you want X. We can't get you there with no preseason. We can probably get you there with two preseason.
Maybe that's how they have to compromise it. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And listen, there is some value in the preseason.
I just know five games for the team that plays the Hall of Fame. It's just too much.
There's not a value in the preseason for Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, but there is a value in it for like the third string running back who's trying to prove his worth. You know, and now he doesn't. You know, that guy gets less opportunities to do that. You know,
shortening the preseason to me is much like the Nets in baseball argument. Like it's 2019. Let's get to a point where this should be solved, right? Every team in Major League Baseball should have nets, so you're not worried about when you go to a game whether your little 2-year-old is going to catch a ball in the head. I feel the same way about the preseason. Nobody in this world clamors for 4 weeks of preseason. There ain't one of us that clamors for it.
Right.
And so the idea, right, that you're just now in 2019, we're just now looking at this seriously. Again, it's ridiculous to me. That's where this is where we should be now. We can fix these things. We can make them better. There's no reason to stay the old way that, again, when nobody's tuning in. And now your players ain't playing in the preseason. So what's the point? Shorten it up, whether it's 2 or whether it's 0, I'm all for it. I just like that they're looking at this seriously.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the news out of the NFL. You got a big game tonight, Packers, Eagles, as well as Memphis Navy.
Two big ones.
That game is on ESPN. So you got a great night of football, Jason.
All of college football going to be watching the Liberty Bowl tonight, though.
That's right.
All of college football be watching Liberty. That's why I'm saying, if you have the chance, if you are Memphis football tonight, to sort of show these folks right now. Now, we don't struggle with Navy anymore. And again, I know the numbers look good for Navy. You know, they beat Holy Cross, they beat ECU. I mean, they mollywopped them. But this is a team that, look, it's going to get tougher for you this season, we think. And this is a game that you want to go out and shine, I think, on a national stage and show folks you are the program that you're projected to be this season when you were projected to beat every team on your schedule.
Yep, no question about that. So we'll come back. Matt Hasselbeck's going to join us, Jason. We will talk to the Seattle Seahawk, the former Tennessee Titan, about what he sees out of Memphis, what he sees out of this game. If this is his first time in Memphis, I know he played in Nashville, but I wonder if he's ever spent any time in Memphis. We'll ask him all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 93 FM, ESPN.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Talking to Norton Hurd. He is the founder and coach of Team Thad. They will represent the city of Memphis on the Nike circuit. So next July, Peach Jam, Team Thad point guard Kennedy Chandler, Team Thad center Musa Cisse. how are we filling out the rest of the roster?
I can tell you, Gary, for sure we'll have one of them, and I think we will have both of them. I love them on the air. I'm going to say it. We got everything every kid needs right here in the city of Memphis.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Welcome to Lunch with Larry. Today we're talking to someone who has really achieved the impossible. Gary, you figured it out.
But all I did was get a close, comfortable shave at a fair price with Harry's.
But so many guys have been overpaying for decades.
Yeah, but Harry's offers high-quality shaving supplies, like durable German blades at an affordable price.
Wow, Gary, you're truly a shaving trailblazer. Harry's, now available at Target, Walmart, and harrys.com/radio.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Hi,
Hi, this is Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roofing. If you're in need of a roof, there's no better place to start than Five Ash Roofing. No matter what your situation is, we have you covered. We can walk you through the insurance process without committing fraud like many of my competitors. You'd be surprised how many times salesmen and contractors will manufacture storm damage just so they can get a sale. We do residential, multifamily, and commercial work. We're certified in every form of roofing we offer. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingle, and we don't charge extra for that. And to my knowledge, there's no other roofing company in Memphis offering that level of security. And if that's not enough, we offer a best price guarantee. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tigers home team. Five Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing, it's what we do.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. An accident takes seconds to occur. Then what should take a great deal of time and research sometimes only takes a day. What lawyer should I hire? Sometimes the firm you hire does many things: bankruptcy, immigration, criminal defense, right there on their website. Would you hire a pediatrician to do your heart surgery? Of course not. This will be a life-changing decision, and all lawyers are not the same, not even close. Our firm is an open book. You know us by over 30 years of reputation. If you want to know what a case like yours may be worth, visit ForThePeople.com and look at the offers made and verdicts returned by juries for cases like yours. Hundreds of them. The proof is in the pudding. Your lawyer may have never been to court, or rarely. And listen, just because you hired the wrong firm in a rush days after your accident doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Look before you leap. There is only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell phone, dial pound law, pound 529, pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I paid the cost of being born.
Memphis Navy, absolutely massive game in the AAC tonight on national television on ESPN, 7 p.m. Matt Hasselbeck is going to be on the call, former NFL quarterback, and he joins us now. Matt, what's going on, man?
What's up? I'm excited to be in Memphis.
Yeah, we're excited to have you.
Excited to have you.
We know you played in Nashville. We know you played quarterback for the Titans, but is this your first time in Memphis?
This is my very first time in Memphis, and all my friends from Nashville were very excited that I was going to get to come here, and they were like, oh, you got to do this and do that and go here and go there. And I was like, hey, listen, I would love to, but I'm not going to be able to do all this stuff. I'm getting ready for this game.
Did you get in today?
No, we got in yesterday, and we kind of get to work. So we went over to Memphis. We met with Coach Norvell and met with a bunch of the coaches over there, met with some players. I call games with Pat McAfee,
yep,
who is a former punter and just a really funny guy, but he has got a cult following.
Yes, he does.
On these college campuses. So, you know, the kids all want to meet him, especially the kickers and the punters and the specialists. But, you know, so we went over there. We spent time with the Naval Academy over at their hotel. And, we got to do a little bit of, some stuff, but it's been fun getting prepped for these games. Two very different style of teams, different styles of offenses, and it's been fun. It's been a great first visit.
Matt, you played at the highest level, so I got to ask you, what'd you think of Norvell? What have you sort of been able to gather about him in terms of as a coach?
So I went to the American Conference Media Days this summer in Newport, Rhode Island,
yep,
and went with kind of like my right-hand guy. And at the end of the meetings, we said, all right, let's vote on everything, like who are we most impressed with. And Mike Norvell was our most impressive coach coming out of that. Our conversations with him and his wife Maria and just kind of the vision for the program and what he's overcome. I mean, he's lost 15 assistant coaches in the last 2 years. That's second only to Nick Saban. And so,
wow,
you know, people want to say, they want to talk about all these coaches around the country. Like, I really think Mike Norvell and his offense, what they do at the running back position, the guys they replace, how they, they just get, I mean, there's some serious skill on this team. And he's really done it with, a 6-hour radius outside of, around Memphis. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of talent here. So this is, to me, one of the most explosive teams when you talk about running the ball. I'm impressed. I was very impressed.
You know, it's funny with Mike, in front of the cameras, in front of the microphones, he tends to be a little bit more buttoned up, a little bit more reserved, like a little bit more PC. But then you get him away from the cameras, away from the microphones, and he is as intense a coach as there is in college football. Have you ever had a coach like that who is like, he just has that side of him where he's in front of the mic, he's one guy, but then, behind closed doors, like, he will fire you up. Have you ever had a coach like that?
Oh, yeah, many. I mean, Mike Holmgren's the guy that comes to mind. Like, he's very charming. He's very polished, measured with the media. And then, in the locker room, he's as tough as nails. Like, I used to always say it was easier to go play in a game on Sundays than it was to practice for Mike Holmgren on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that's just how intense he was. But I'll say you'll see a side of Mike Norvell tonight. We do this thing since we are on Thursday nights. We do the Thursday night games.
Yep.
We do a throwback Thursday. In this photo, we have Coach Norvell, this throwback Thursday. You're not even going to believe it. Like, it's going to be the highlight of the week of television, seeing this photo. So
it's the cornrows, isn't it? Isn't it, Matt? It's him and the cornrows.
So, it is so good. It's got to be the best throwback we've ever had.
Yeah, no question about it. When you watch Memphis, it's funny. Brady White has been very consistent. He's been a winner here at the University of Memphis. But drawn a little bit of criticism from the fans because, they're used to Paxton Lynch. They're used to Riley Ferguson. They've been spoiled by quarterback play. When you watch him, what do you like from Brady White?
Well, it's interesting because I have heard, the criticism, and I have read from the fans and from the media. And so I was expecting to see one thing from Brady White. And then I hear from the coaching staff, head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, and I'm hearing two different things. Like, I'm hearing – this is the smartest guy I've ever coached. He's so accurate. He's just automatic. And so I think for Brady White, he must be doing really, really well in practice. He must be doing really, really well in meetings. But he needs to transfer that to game situations. I think there's some really good, and then there's some not so good. I hear every one of those coaches, I said, okay, what's his best attribute? They're like, oh, he's a really, really accurate passer. And it's like you haven't necessarily seen that in the first couple games this year. And so, that's where for him, and it's happened to me too, as a player, sometimes you play great in practice and you get all this goodwill with your coaching staff. You got to do it when it counts on game day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably the thing that, I think that's the thing that I would expect to see from Brady White, just really transferring what he does, when the lights, you got to do it when the lights come on. But I'll say this, in that building, they 100% believe in him. They 100% think that, he's not only the leader, but they believe in him as a quarterback.
What have you just thought? You've touched on it. You just did. What have you thought about sort of the NFL talent that they've pumped out here lately with Tony Pollard, who's down in Dallas, Daryl Henderson, we expect eventually will get carries with the Rams. And then you saw Anthony Miller last year catch 7 touchdown passes as a rookie with the Bears. Pretty good talent coming out of Memphis here, right? Wouldn't you agree?
I mean, so NFL. Impressive. I don't think you could find another program that has had that kind of talent go to the next level. And then the very next year, you're talking about a team that's, averaging, 230 yards rushing a game.
Yep.
And that's without Patrick Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick Taylor, he could have come out to the NFL this year if he wanted to. And now he's been out. He's out for probably another month, would be my guess. And you got Kenneth Gainwell. Kenneth Gainwell, I'm going to say this tonight. Kenneth Gainwell is the most talented player on the field every time he's on the field.
He
is as dynamic of a player as I have seen in college football this season so far. I mean, he's not a big guy, but he can do it all.
Yes,
like,
he can.
He's exciting. He's exciting. If I was an NFL GM, and we do get a lot of NFL scouts at these Thursday night games because it fits their schedule, Kenneth Gainwell is a guy that I've got my eyes all over.
With you 100% on him.
We are, of course, talking to Matt Hasselbeck. He's going to be on the call tonight, Memphis Navy on ESPN with Pat McAfee and Adam Amon. You can check that out again on ESPN at 7 o'clock. Matt, I want to turn you to the NFL. Obviously, a very interesting year thus far. Patrick Mahomes has dominated the league. A lot of people thought maybe this was going to be the year where he'd regress a little bit, yet he's on pace to do even more this year than last year. What do you think of Patrick Mahomes, and can he be even better than last year?
I'm a huge Patrick Mahomes fan. I called it at the beginning of the year, just saying I think he's just going to get better and better. Andy Reid was my quarterback's coach when I was with the Green Bay Packers, and just one of the great, you know, I think he's just one of the great coaches in the history of the game. I think he's underrated in that regard. And so, you know, what Patrick Mahomes has done, he gets a lot of credit for, like, throwing left-handed and no-look passes and being a scrambler. But what Patrick Mahomes is actually really, really good at, no one really talks about it, he's a very, very good pocket passer that throws on rhythm, helps out his offensive line by getting the ball out of his hands quick. There's going to be a lot of talk this week about the fact that he has not played a game indoors, I think, since this will be his first NFL game indoors. And so everyone's like, oh, well, can he do it indoors? I think people are just like looking for a reason that this guy can't be Superman. But I think he is Superman. And so Patrick Mahomes, I think he's just going to have his way through the regular season this year. He's just so talented.
Matt, why can't the Titans get past average? Being an average team, you know, they got the defense, right, that's playing well, especially up front. You've got the weapons now for Mariota. And it feels like, Matt, that this should have been the year for the division, right, especially after Luck checks out. It feels like, man, the way this is lining up, this is really the year for Mariota to show people he's the guy, to go out there and command that contract, really take it over. Why hasn't all that happened, man?
Yeah, I think Mariota's the guy. You fix the quarterback, you fix the team. And Mariota is this big enigma. And the enigma is there because of injuries. And also, like, they got to make a decision if they're going to basically pay him huge money next year. And this is really right where the Dallas Cowboys found themselves last year with Dak Prescott. If you remember, halfway through the year, they weren't sure about Dak Prescott. They were talking about Dak Prescott the way that Titans fans are talking about Mariota. Mm-hmm. And what the Cowboys did, they were like, you know, I talked to Stephen Jones before that Monday night game where the Titans played the Cowboys, and the Titans won that game. And I talked to Stephen Jones, and he said they had just made the trade for Amari Cooper. And I said, why'd you make this trade? And he basically was like, we needed to find out what we had in Dak Prescott. So we had to sort of, we didn't know. Like, we needed to get Amari Cooper to find out. And they've also got the right, I think, the right mix in Dallas, that, you know, that quarterback room. He's got John Kitna as the quarterback's coach now, and it's really worked. And so I think for Mariota, they're trying to find out what they have. And they've hedged their bet. They've got Ryan Tannehill, you know, in the room now. And I think Ryan Tannehill, I think the hope is that Ryan Tannehill would sort of push Marcus Mariota to, you know, basically max out his potential. But I do think that team's going to go as far as he can take them. And I love Mike Vrabel as a coach. Like, I really think that he's the right guy. But they need to get consistent. They need to get really consistent quarterback play for them to go where they want to go.
Yep.
You know, one quarterback who did get all the weapons in the offseason is Baker Mayfield. You know, obviously the Browns go get Odell Beckham Jr. They already have Jarvis Landry. They have, on paper, one of the most dynamic offenses in the NFL. Yet for whatever reason, that has not come to fruition in Cleveland this year. They were the media darlings in the preseason, and they just, frankly, have not looked all that good so far. What's your assessment of Baker Mayfield and that Browns offense, and maybe why it hasn't gotten rolling like we thought it could, Matt?
Yeah, I'm actually a fan of Baker Mayfield as a player. I know some people that I work with on Sunday NFL Countdown, Rex Ryan, people like that. You know, they came out kind of hard on him. I'm a fan of Baker. I think he's got a lot of talent. I think he's a great leader. But I'm not a fan of how they've been calling plays. I think what's probably happened there in Cleveland, they've got all these weapons, you know, explosive new toys at wide receiver, and they're calling the games different. They're calling this, like, really aggressive vertical passing game where you're holding onto the ball, you're patting the ball, you're hitching in the pocket. Baker Mayfield's getting the ball out, like, basically in the bottom five of how quick people get it out in the NFL. I don't think that's his game. I think his game is he's a great rhythm passer, accurate passer, and he's dishing it like a point guard. Right now, they got him as, like, exclusively as a three-point shooter. I just don't think that's his game. And he's not a run around make you miss guy. That's not his game. He's an inside the pocket. He's got great vision. And so I sort of put the blame a little bit more. You know, they brought in Todd Monken as their offensive coordinator, who was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers recently. And, you know, they're a really vertical passing game, you know, no risk it, no biscuit mentality. You know, that's Bruce Arians saying, and that's sort of how I think of Jameis Winston as a player. And he was coaching Jameis Winston and Ryan Fitzpatrick, and it's like feast or famine. I don't think that's the best thing for Baker. I think they my guess is that they figure it out, and but they're going to hit some growing pains here while they're trying to figure that out.
We are, of course, talking to the great Matt Hasselbeck. He's going to be on the call tonight, Memphis Navy on ESPN. A couple more things, Matt, before we let you go. Daniel Jones has to be one of the greatest debuts for a rookie quarterback in NFL history. Got the win, obviously, over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last weekend. Can you just put it in perspective how difficult that spot is? I mean, in that market, sort of with everything they have gone through, honestly, not many weapons. Saquon goes out. And then to get that win on the road, how difficult was that, you know, to step into that and do what Daniel Jones did?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult, but it was weird. Like, I was watching that game. There were more Giants fans at that game down in Tampa than there were Buccaneers fans. It was a home game.
Yep.
I don't know. You know, people in New York are just dying to see the first one ever.
You got the snowbirds.
He played outstanding. He played outstanding, and it's just so funny in football, like how the narrative can change over things that are completely outside of your control. Daniel Jones really should have lost that game. Bruce Arians takes a delay game. The
Agreed.
Kicker misses the field goal.
Yep.
It was just totally mismanaged by the Bucs. And so the headlines on every New York paper the next day are like, Daniel Jones is the savior. You know, like, they should have lost the game. Now, he played outstanding, and so – you know, I give him a lot of credit, but I think the Giants have found something. I feel badly for Eli Manning that he's kind of caught in the middle.
Me too.
But I think what I know about Eli Manning is that he is going to help pass the baton to Daniel Jones. Like, Daniel Jones is going to learn, like he's done already, you know, how to be a professional, how to be a leader, how to be, like, all those things that a lot of young quarterbacks don't. You know, they don't have someone supporting them in the room, somebody like an Eli Manning. And so I think Daniel Jones will probably have a long, successful career, and I think Eli Manning is going to have a lot to do with it.
Is he such a giant, Matt? Is he such a New York giant, right, that you don't feel that little, you know, that want to go out and prove folks wrong? Hey, maybe I go to a contender or a team that's right there and I can show these folks I still got something in the tank? I mean, do you think it's past that for Eli? Could we see him on another team? Like, what do you think happens there?
This is what the Giants should have done. The Giants have mishandled this situation.
Agreed.
Two years ago when they knew that they were rebuilding, they should have traded Eli Manning. They should have done him a solid, said, hey, listen, we're going to send you down, reunite you with Tom Coughlin. They've got the best defense in football. They've got Leonard Fournette. You just go down there and be a pro. They just needed average quarterback play out of Blake Bortles. They weren't getting it. We basically just need you to not throw an interception on a screenplay is what they were looking for. They were throwing the ball 10 times a game. And that was the opportunity, and it was a missed opportunity because it ends eventually for every player. And so they could have done him a solid. Giants fans would have had a team to root for. Mm-hmm. They ended up playing in the AFC Championship game, I believe, against the New England Patriots. Giants fans don't have a problem rooting against the Patriots. It would have been a great way to, like, it was like a win-win situation. Tom Coughlin would have loved it. Eli would have probably been fine with it. I don't know what happens now. Now it's 2 years later, and you got to find the right situation where they just need a – you know, they just need a point guard. And, you know, that gets a little trickier. But do I think Eli would play somewhere else? I do, if the situation was right.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, man, we appreciate the time.
This was a pleasure, man.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy Memphis, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thank you.
He is Matt Hasselbeck, going to be on the call for Memphis Navy tonight, 7 o'clock on ESPN. And all right, we will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway.
University of Memphis.
the Grizzlies Western Conference Finals.
Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger Football, the SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC, the Redbirds, a World Golf Championship celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN.
Your Mid-South Chevy dealers, home to the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado, the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever, and built on the legacy of the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road, delivering more capability and efficiency than ever before. Offering 8 trim levels with distinct personalities and 6 engines designed with Chevy truck power and reliability. Plus, advanced towing technology for more confidence and better control. The all-new Silverado. Get yours with this amazing offer. Right now, get a total of $9,760 total value you offer on the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT All-Star Z71. Dependability based on longevity. 1987, July 2017. Full-size pickup registrations based on 52,175 MSRP. The total value includes $5,750 total cash allowance, $3,010 price reduction below MSRP, and $1,000 option package discounts. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 9/30/2019. See participating dealer for details. Visit Hefner Motors.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
The internet, you need it almost every minute of the day because, hey, you got shows to stream, you got emails to reply all to, you got stuff you got to do. So that's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available so you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, or get 4 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay, ends 1/7/20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter, 25 megabits per second. Internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Actual Tennessee, fees vary. Welcome internet to energy. Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction. Oh. You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon. You
should see me in a crowd. Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station 92.9 FM ESPN.
You want to transform your home? You want to add value to your home? You want to make the living room look better? Well, then you need to get with my man Chip Wiggins over at Affordable Blinds and Shutters. They are the best in Memphis. Call today, 901-461-3899. His blinds are custom fitted to form to each window. He's going to come in with his mobile showroom. He's going to do some measurements himself, and he's going to get you some of the best-looking blinds, some of the best-looking shutters in town. That's what happened for me. I've got some plantation shutters in my home, and I absolutely love them. They transform your home. But don't take my word for it. Give them a call, 901-461-3899. Let them give you the free in-home consultation. You're absolutely going to love it. My man Chip Wiggins, visit him on the web, affordablebliendsllc.com. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We are getting closer and closer to basketball in the city of Memphis. Memphis Grizzlies Media Day is on Monday. John Pugliese is the Vice President of Marketing, Communications, and Broadcast, and he joins us now. Pugs, what's going on?
How you doing, John?
Where can I get the throwback jerseys? Are they on sale yet? And I'm not talking about Vancouver. I'm talking about, like, the when you guys first got to Memphis jersey. Can I buy those yet?
Well, there's a couple by Mitchell Ness in the store, but the ones with Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson and Brandon Clark and all those guys won't be until next season, unfortunately.
Okay, I got you. So next season. Yeah. But am I mistaken that you guys are going to wear those this year?
Yes, you are mistaken on that. So this year we're going to be focusing on the 25th season, the Vancouver era, and we'll be wearing those this year. For 2021, we'll be wearing the 2001 version, and when we first came down here from Vancouver to Memphis, black away uniforms, and we'll be wearing those that year.
Gotcha.
Saw the promotion schedule, Pugs. My thing is, I think the JV mitts, the right before Thanksgiving, going to be the big hit. What say you? You think that's the big one?
You know, it's kind of fun. That'll be a fun one because it's obviously a little different. The last time we did we've done a couple of food items. We did the Tony Allen pepper grinder before. We did a Mark Gasol grill set.
Yeah.
And what we found out is, again, JV likes to do a little bit of grilling. So why not do an oven mitt with his image on it? So I definitely think that'll be fun. I don't know. There's going to be some the socks are kind of a cool one.
No doubt.
On 12, 13. That's the numbers of Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson. So one sock will be Ja, one sock will be Jaren. And it'll be a nice pair being given away that evening for that date particularly. And then, honestly, the slides are a really cool one. You see a ton of players. Jaren loves them. Jaren Jackson-themed slides, I think, in March are going to be a big hit for the fans.
It feels like, Pugs, like there's a genuine excitement about the young core that there has not sort of been in the last few years. Are you guys sort of feeling that in your offices, just the excitement about Ja and Jaren and the nucleus that you guys have?
Yeah, and it goes even beyond those two. You know, you've got Brandon Clark, obviously, and you've got a lot of new blood. And if you even want to call someone like Jonas, who was a huge fan favorite at the end of last year, you know, people really liked his style of play. He really connected here in Memphis, and I think fans are really excited to see him. You've got people like Tyus coming in to support Tyus, Grayson Allen, Jay Crowder, and I think that there's a lot of excitement. So when you take that entire group, the office is really energized. We feel it from our season ticket members, and we really feel it from the casual fan. People are very excited about this season. Now, we know it's going to be, they're going to work hard, they're going to compete, like Coach Taylor has said, but we hope to have some fun while they're doing it around the game.
I know he's on the other side now, Pugs, but it does kind of, it feels like November 15th still going to be a special night with Mike Conley coming back for that first time as a member of the Jazz. Now, it's an arm sleeve that night, and you feel like it'll be pretty special, maybe a couple tears in the building that night?
I definitely think there's going to be a couple of tears. As we know, we've had Tony Allen in the past, Zach Randolph. We've done some really nice work from our content and video crew led by Michael Blevins. And, you know, we're definitely going to have some tearjerker moments. And I think that first time when Mike steps on the floor is going to be really a special moment for him, for the fans in Memphis. Because let's be real, Mike started here in 19.
No doubt.
He left married, two kids. He grew up here. We all grew up with him.
Yes, we did.
We grew up Grizzly fans with him. And so that connection's never going to end. And, you know, the next time, you know, he's going to come back again, obviously, this year. But, you know, we're going to have him back here for another special ceremony when he's finished his playing career to retire his jersey up
Sounds
in the Raptors.
Awesome.
In terms of the season starting, Pugs, I mean, you have to love the way the slate worked out. I mean, you're getting some huge teams coming in here the first of the month. I mean, first of the season, basically, yeah.
Well, you got some huge games. That also makes it for a tough on the competition basketball side. And, you know, so you're always measuring, yes, fan excitement. You've got Lakers, Warriors, Jazz. When you think about that, you got the Clippers are all in November. That's a crazy tough schedule.
Uh-oh.
think we might have lost Pugs.
There. Lost him.
I think we might have lost Pugs. But yes, listen, it is going to be a fun year for the Memphis Grizzlies, no question about it. And if you want to get season tickets, you want to do the season ticket thing, you can go to obviously grizzlies.com and
still waiting on you to purchase ours
and take care of that. We're working on it. We're still working
on
it.
I'm expecting them to get my. We're getting close here, buddy.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks to John Pugliese for joining us on the show today. Should be a really fun year, no question about it. Media day on Monday. We'll be out there. So
I got all the questions.
It will be a fun time. Hey, listen, there are a bunch of, you know, new guys, you know. I mean, a lot of guys we sort of get to know and introduce ourselves to. So, at any rate, thanks to John Pugliese for joining us on the
You want to hit him with one more? I'm sorry. We didn't mean to hang up.
Hey, Pugs, we got you.
What happened there, guys?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you were saying just how great the schedule is to start the year.
No, it's great. We got a ton of great opponents coming in. It's a tough basketball competition schedule, but it's definitely going to start the season off with a lot of excitement. People get to see the Lakers, Warriors, Clippers, the Jazz, and that competition is going to be tough, but it's going to be an exciting way to tip it off.
And if people want to get some tickets, where's the best place to go, Pugs?
Tickets go on sale this Saturday, Ticketmaster.com, Grizzlies.com, 1-800-4-NBA-TIX. If they sign up for Grizzlies e-news today, they will get an exclusive pre-sale tomorrow, or if they like, follow us on social, they'll also get that exclusive pre-sale starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
You're the best, Pugs.
Pugs, we'll see you Monday,
see you
man.
Soon.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. Thank
he
you.
He is John Pugliese of the Memphis Grizzlies. All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
What am I checking out? What am I checking out? I'm checking out this Memphis defense that I've been waving the flag for weeks. Right, Adam Fuller, new DC. Here's the deal. Has not given up a 100-yard rusher as a defensive coordinator through a full season last year at Marshall, and he has not done that through three games this year. Remember, Malcolm Perry, the Navy quarterback, went over 100 for Navy last year. Bad Navy team beat you. 3-10 Navy team beat you last year with Malcolm Perry running over 100. Keep that man under 100 yards. We'll see if they keep the streak going. Memphis defense trying to hold it down for DC Adam Fuller.
Memphis by 3 touchdowns tonight. I'm going to watch that
Whoa,
game.
Three touchdowns. Man,
wow.
Look, you are confident.
Brad does not believe in Navy.
No, I don't believe in Navy.
It's fair not to believe in them because they ain't played nobody.
Right, to your point. Listen, that's the only game worth really watching tonight. I mean, if you want to do the NFL thing, but I have to question your status as a Memphian.
But I'm with you. You're in Memphis.
Yeah, like you got to support the home team when they're on ESPN. Memphis is an 11-point favorite.
Is it still that?
Last I checked. Yeah, it might have gone down a little bit, but at the last I checked, it was 11. You know, listen, this is a great opportunity on national television, you know, only college football game on that night. You know, you win, you remain undefeated, and you more than likely come Monday are in the top 25 in both polls, and you're starting your league play 1-0. So that is everything that is at stake, no doubt about it.
It's a prove-it game.
The University of Memphis, and that's tonight, 7 o'clock on ESPN. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show, it is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. John Pugliese, Matt Hasselbeck, Jeff Calkins, and Steve Forbes for joining us on the show today. It is an absolutely massive night for the University of Memphis. There is no question about it. And I hope we're coming in here tomorrow.
Cotton Bowl.
You know, talking about a Memphis football win.
We will be.
That is going to do it for us today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, we're gonna take our team to the Cotton Bowl.
Okay.
We're gonna win till we can't no
get them
more.
All.
We're gonna take our team to the Cotton
okay,
Bowl.
Okay, John.
We're gonna win till
every
we
last
can't
one.
No more. We got Big Pat up in the
okay.
back. Brady is attached.
Throw it.
Khakis on my ass with the sweater vest to match.
Looking good, Mike.
Putting up the points.
Yeah.
We gon' warm your loins.
Get some stops, too.
We been in that bowl. You ain't been up off that porch.
Ooh,
now
John.
Can't nobody tell us nothing. They can't tell us nothing.
Go Tigers.
Can't nobody tell us nothing. They can't tell us nothing.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. The Gary Parrish Show.
We turn it into the NFL, where who has the most money, that's where you go.
Wanting fair market value for your talents does not make you selfish. You know what it makes you? Normal.
The Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's sports station. Get in and win the 92.9 ATC Fitness College Football Pickoff. Log on to 92.9ESPN.com. Make your college football picks. Make your picks before kickoff. Collect points and you could win. Weekly winners get a 4-month free premium membership to ATC Fitness. And one grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, $500 in gift cards to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, and a master-built digital smoker from 92.9ESPN.com.
Ladies, are you still wearing that old, uncomfortable traditional bra? All the constant pulling and adjusting, you need the Kubi Seamless Bra. Get two free Kubi Seamless Bras when you buy two at shopkubi.com. Use promo code RADIO at shopkubi.com.
Hi, I'm Archie, a Pep Boys service tech and tire expert. Your brakes aren't the only thing stopping you in place. Your tires help, too. Engineered to grip slick roads, travel long distances, and improve driver handling, a set of quality tires can take you far. So play it safe. Stop in for a free tire check by a Pep Boys Pro.
Now through September 29th, get $100 off a set of four select Goodyear tires after manufacturer mail-in rebate. See details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit a Pep Boys service and tire center today.
We're a tight-knit family, and it's time for a reunion. Talladega's turning 50, and it's bigger and badder than ever before. Terry with a beer helmet? He'll be there. The Elliots? You know they're coming. How about you?
Celebrate sizzling Sprint weekend with amazing savings at your local Sprint store. Now, for a limited time, when you switch to Sprint, you can pick up a new Samsung Galaxy Tab A 10.1 on us. That's right. Get a Samsung Galaxy Tab A 10.1 on us when you add unlimited data for just $25 per month. Plus, this weekend only, when you switch to Sprint, you'll get $100 via prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The more lines you switch, the more savings you'll get. There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Visit a Sprint.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.